97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I love, love, love any movie that has to do with cops and mobs and organized crime and behind the scenes, all that stuff. In theaters now is Brooklyn's Finest, starring Richard Gere, Ethan Hawke, Wesley Snipes. The director of the movie, Antoine Fuqua, is on the phone. Antoine, good morning. How you doing, dude?
Morning, Big Papa. How you feel, man?
I'm doing good, man. Congratulations on the movie. It's got to be exciting yet nerve-wracking on opening weekend.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, you know, you don't sleep at night. That's why I'm up so early talking to you.
This is your baby. You're executive producer on this thing, directing the whole shot. So I realize when you direct something, you have a vested interest because you put your heart and soul into it as you're doing it. Is there any more pressure considering you're an executive producer now too, or is it all pretty much a wash?
No, it's more pressure because, you know, obviously now, you know, that means I put some money up. Which is different, you know, when you're just directing, you're just a hired gun and take your money and run. But
right.
In this case, you know, I got money involved and more responsibilities, and I've been on this movie for 2 years.
Are you serious? It amazes me the length of time. It, you know, a movie is anywhere from an hour to hour 20 minutes to, you know, two, possibly 3 hours for the long ones. And it takes years and years to go from concept to script to shooting to editing to putting the whole thing together. So this really has been a long chunk of your life now.
Yeah. Like I said, 2 years, man. And my kids remind me of that. You know what I mean?
Dad, can we go on vacation now?
Are you done with this movie yet?
Again, we're talking to Antoine Fuqua. Brooklyn's Finest. It's in theaters now. For those who have not seen the trailer as of yet, what is the movie? Talk about the movie a little bit.
It's about men under pressure. I mean, it's about police officers, three different police officers. It's like four stories, really. It's Don Cheadle plays undercover, gets too close to Wesley Snipes, who plays a drug dealer who's out of jail trying to get his life straight.
Is it me or does Wesley does really well in those ones where he's a real bad SOB, doesn't he?
Oh, man, like with Nino Brown, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
I love to hate him.
Yeah, he's a good one in this one. And then you got Richard Gere, who's just lost, man. He's a cop who doesn't want to do anything at all. And then he's challenged in the Van Dyke housing projects at the end. And then you got Don Cheadle. I mean, Ethan Hawke, who I worked with on Training Day.
Yep.
Who's a monster in this, man. I mean, he's taken over where Denzel left off.
That's amazing. Yeah. Again, we're talking to Antoine Fuqua, Brooklyn's Finest. You brought up Training Day. Fantastic movie, dude.
Thanks, man.
It's one of those. And that's the thing. In the business, I know you have a name because of your resume. But outside of, you know, that circle, you know, you're not well known. But you have one hell of a resume. Do you like that? Do you wish you had a little bit more name notoriety at this point? Or are you okay kind of laying under the, you know, under the radar a little bit and still just dropping? When I say dropping bombs, I mean bomb hits. You know what I'm saying? Just dropping bombs, you know, every couple years.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I prefer to be behind the scenes, man. You know, that's really what a director's job is.
Right.
You know, it's just in the market today, obviously, people like to know your name a little bit more. And
sure.
Everybody talks about brands and everything, man. But I came up watching movies like Public Enemy and, you know, the original Public Enemy and Scarface and those movies. And, you know, I love those type of films, the G-Men.
Yep.
I never knew who the directors were until I became a director, you know?
Exactly.
So it's
exactly.
Cool with me being behind the scenes. I just want people to enjoy the film.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, I agreed to talk to you and to talk about the movie because I like the genre of movie and you got some star power behind it. And then I look you up. I Googled you, not to sound dirty, but I Googled you and I'm looking at I know I should have bought your dinner and drinks first. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. but I looked at your resume and I'm like, damn. You know, it's great movie after great movie. Now, I gotta ask, you broke into the business by doing music videos. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. I love music, you know? I mean, my family's in music. They're Harvey Fuqua and the Moonglows. Marvin Gaye, you know, is my family, man.
Yeah.
So, for me, I love music. So, I started off doing music videos with, you know, Stevie Wonder, Prince. You know, when music videos were, you know, you're trying to do something a little more creative than just, you know, the champagne and the shaking the rump thing, you know what I mean?
I mean,
It's a little different now.
You're absolutely not saying that champagne and rum shaking
is bad. I'm loving it.
That's
not what I want to direct right now. You know, I like it, though.
You're much more than that.
You know, yeah, working hard on that, you know, because once you do that, man, you lock yourself into a small world, you know? That's what I'm saying creatively.
Yeah, two words, Hype Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Hype Williams did the same video about 15 times in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that's just, you know, he got branded as that.
That's that.
And there you go. Again, we're talking to Antoine Fuqua. It's Brooklyn's Finest. It's in theaters now. Fantastic movie. Richard Gere, Ethan Hawke, Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle. It's all in there. Definitely going. I can't wait for this. I got to tell you. You said this movie, executive produced, directed, more than 2 years of your life. You took a little time off. You're doing the press for it now. What's next for you? Have you started planning this? When does that start, even, the planning of the next project?
Oh, man, it's been in development. I mean, I got a Pablo Escobar. That script's almost done now, which I'm trying to get that done. That's an epic, you know.
Yep.
And then there's a movie called Consent to Kill with CBS Films, which is based on the Vince Flynn books about a big political thriller, counterterrorism. It's pretty intense. That may be the next thing coming up in the next few months. That takes me all around the world, man. So that starts, you know, in development while I'm working on Brooklyn's Finest. I got like three or four lined up. You know, I'm trying to keep them moving. It's like, you know, planes on a runway, man.
Absolutely. And the kids have already been to Disney World a couple times since you wrapped on this one?
Yeah, man, they've been to Disney World so many times. that's probably my next move.
I am too. I'm going in like a week and a half.
Well, you enjoy that, man, because I'm sure it's going to be my next move. You know?
All right, man. Well, that's going to be the fun thing. I'll end up bumping into you as we're in line for Splash Mountain.
Yeah, well, we'll be in a long line, man. Hopefully we can get some VIP passes. I know you got some connects.
You know, I'll work on that. You know, if I get some, I'll hook you up. If you get some, you can hook me up, all right?
No doubt, we'll work on that.
It's Antoine Fuqua, Brooklyn's Finest, in theaters now. One thing before you go, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you, all right?
Got it. Okay.
All right. If you weren't a director, what would you be doing for a living?
Probably a journalist.
Favorite toy as a child?
G.I. Joe.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Godfather.
Without hesitation. That's fantastic.
Without hesitation.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Man. Hard, brother. How about the face? I'm gonna be kind today.
You're on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Road trip. Almonds.
And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
What was my Lamborghini? Murciago.
It was. Did you wreck it?
No, I just told you, man. I got children, man. It's not about me anymore.
There's no room for car seats in that.
I was like, man, I got to get rid of this thing, man. My kids look at me like, who's supposed to ride in this?
What'd you replace it with?
Oh, man, right now I had an Aston Martin Vanquish. I got rid of that. And now I just bought the big Mercedes, the new Mercedes SUV.
I was going to say, if you told me an Astro van, I'm hanging up right now.
No, I got the big Mercedes for my kids and then the Audi for me, you know, the big Audi.
It's Antoine Fuqua. It is Brooklyn's Finest, in theaters now, starring Richard Gere, Ethan Hawke, Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle. Definitely go and check that out. Antoine, dude, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I can't wait till the next film, man. And I'll see you in Disney.
I'll see you at Disney, bro.
All right, man. Take care. Antoine Fuqua, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, later, bro.